Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome. Happy Friday morning. We're coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada where the sun has finally poked out. Today, we're calling it the Dunker. Justin Dunk joining us from 3downnation.com, Canada's prime CFL information destination. There he is in lovely pink. And we got John Frenzy here, Hall of Fame Riders broadcaster, having a rollicking good visit on this Friday morning. We have not even recognized number 73s in all-time sports history, because this being episode number 73. It is not the most star-studded of lists, but John, there is a retired Rider number in 73.
Well, I guess you're talking about George Dirkwich.
Yeah. How can we can't forget that.
No. Oh, I guess you can't fit George Dirkwich. He was a great defensive end, by the way. It's
all-star.
Tragedy what happened to him. Oh, 73 after that's going to be real tough.
Not a lot of, well, nobody has worn it since. Riders retired it around 1960. Pavel Kabina, Tampa Bay Lightning fame.
Oh, because
Justin's face just went blank.
Good one.
And former Moose Jaw Warrior, Pavel Kabina. Michael Ryder wore 73 for the Montreal Canadiens. And Dennis Rodman, one of the many numbers he wore in the NBA, was 73
at one point.
So there's some 73s. Friday Night Football tonight, FNF, Friday Night Football, Ottawa, BC. Why am I the only one who cares?
You're not. A lot of people would care, I think.
I would think so.
It'd be a big game.
I'll be heading, obviously, home from the Wheat Bowl to catch probably the second half, which reminds me, to the Prairie Mobile text line we go. 306-840-8777, 840-8777 for Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaaS telemobility dealer. Hey, Rod, Hunter again. You guessed it. Listening in school, live to the program right now. He says, so tonight, being the Wheat Bowl, who you got and why? Loving the show. You guys are all great. That's what we're calling this rivalry game between the Saskatchewan Huskies and the Regina Rams tonight. Mosaic Stadium, 7 p.m. Who do I got? Man. I think I got to take the Huskies. I'm sorry.
I'm calling it. I can't make a pick.
Yes, yeah, you can.
I think the guy, Flores, a winner, right? Scott Flores, a winner. So,
so Steve Bryce.
I'm saying Huskies.
I'm saying Huskies. Come on, Justin. How's that fence feel?
That's all right.
Up your butt.
I can sit here for a while.
You're going to stay in the fence.
You can't be sitting in the fence. Very uncomfortable.
How about you, DuPont? He's over on the sponsor's couch over there. You're not saying either? What a bunch of Morley boys. Oh, Huskies Cup. Right. And what? Oh.
Little bubble. Oh,
the BT Browns. So obviously, you're going all in on the Huskies.
I got to ask you a question, though. What about Mike Riley? His health condition. 43 sacks. That's going to be a record. 62 is the record. He's going to get it. What's the status of his body? How can he play anymore?
It's unbelievable. He's fine. Somehow. At 34. He must be on that TB12 program.
That's the Tom Brady diet he's talking about.
Yeah.
Must be.
It's unbelievable.
Sacks, 43. Hit in total, but what, 65 is already? And the record for sacks is 62. And I don't know who it is. But, I mean, I can't believe Mike Riley.
He's like the Elastic Man. Just keeps bouncing back.
Yeah. Well, we have the CFL's preeminent insider here, Justin Dunk. So because it is Friday Night Football, we should talk about the BC Lions, home to the Ottawa Red Blacks, because they are two struggling teams. The Lions 1-10, Ottawa 3-8. They got there by very different roads. Ottawa was in the Grey Cup last year. I got a kick out of this. Wally Buono, posting to his Twitter, was it last night or the night before, out for supper with a glass of wine. Did you see that? Enjoying retirement life from Wally as the Lions are 1-10. I mean, who? Listen, the roof's caved in since Wally left. If you're Wally, how could you? There's going to be a part of you saying.
A little bit.
Told you.
Yeah.
And it's not like they forced him out either, right?
No.
If David Brealey had his way, Wally would still be on the sideline, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just tell me your take, Justin, on the BC Lions situation, both on the field and off.
You mentioned how opposite they've been, Ottawa and BC. And you look at the quarterbacks in particular, they're paying Mike Riley for BC $700,000, and Ottawa went the opposite way in going young, but in a roundabout way, as you said, it's got them to the same place. As for BC off the field, Rick LaLosher has been tasked with finding a buyer for the team. David Braley's health has sort of been in question for a while now. He's been in another hospital, I've been told, this year. Actually bumped into a guy on the plane ride out that works for one of Braley's company, a steel dye company out in Hamilton, and he said that he hasn't been around for ages. So that kind of tells you about his health a little bit. So I think they want to sell the team. But, you know, I have kind of some ideas of how you could get some buzz around the team. I think it would be cool if Travis Lule, I know you're a friend of the show, takes over as president there when Rick LaLosher goes out. I think he's just kind of a placeholder anyway.
What are you hearing, John? You got football buddies out in the West Coast.
Well, I hear there's one particular guy, I can't mention his name, that really wants it. He's a very wealthy man and wants to save the BC Lions and just go all out with him. Because it's a pretty sad situation out there, as you know. They're fourth in people's minds out there, in between hockey and soccer and lacrosse and cricket. It gets pretty bad out there. And in my days, broadcasting, John, when I was out there, the new stadium, the old stadium, crowds are 40, 45,000. The crowds today of 30, 35 that they think are okay would be a concern, a cause for concern out there in those days. Mm-hmm. So they used to be good football fans. They've let them slip. They haven't advertised, haven't taken care of their fans. Beautiful stadium.
Right, but what I have learned is they are still football fans in Vancouver. They haven't had much of a product for some time.
That's right.
And we've talked with G. Roy about that. We've talked with Travis Lule about that. They know that the games are on. It's not like they've forgotten about the BC Lions, but they just haven't had a good show. And this year at 1-10, are you buying a ticket really for Lions football, unless you're a real diehard? And you said crowds are 35,000. John, they're dipping under 20,000.
Yeah.
But you need a winner. And Montreal has become that under Kahari Jones. And we are pleased to welcome to the program Damon Duval, who should need no introduction to CFL fans or people that are viewing this program. There he is, the former Alouettes kicker. Who, if I'm not mistaken, were you an Auburn guy, Damon? Where did you kick in college?
At Auburn. I did all kicking and punting at Auburn from 98 through 2002.
Right. That's what I thought. And I don't know why that has stuck in my memory. Where are you joining us from today, by the way? Where is Damon Duval hanging his hat?
Actually, it's a little funny right now. I'm actually right outside of Auburn at one to do substitute teaching for, and they ended up asking me if I could come help out today, so I just stepped outside for a minute to come do the interview.
Well, we won't keep you, Damon. I appreciate that. You and I met at an alumni function here a few years ago. We've had this discussion about the fact that you're not the most well-liked guy in Saskatchewan. So before we get to that, take me back to your side of the 13th man situation here on Friday the 13th.
You know, the thing about that is going into that game planning, I believe we're at Calgary, and, you know, started off bad for us. I think we fumble right away. We go down, you know, come second half. So going into halftime, it was just, you know, AC and, you know, brothers that was like, hey, one play at a time, we got it. Keep pushing it then. And, yeah, it came down to, you know, the last play. And, you know, a lot of people gave me a little crap because they said, oh, you wouldn't have made that if it wasn't the penalty. But the reality of when when I need a kick and the way my focus is and my look, I'm looking straight through our holder, snapper, to the uprights. And as soon as he threw that flag, my eyes went quickly to the flag, and I kicked the ball right where my eyes were. So right away, I knew. So while everybody was, for Saskatchewan, was celebrating, Montreal was going crazy, probably going to kill me, throw me out. And I was just sitting there saying, we're moving up because I already had a penalty on them. And, you know, inevitably everybody knows the end. We got a, you know, up and we went in and I did my job and with a W.
I tell you what, the video is getting really choppy. So, Clark, I'll only ask you really one more question, Damon. I hope that it holds up here. But you just answered the last answer. You said you were just doing your job. So there's really no reason for you to feel bad. Yet we always say we hear or we see Saskatchewan fans all over the place. How do you get treated by Rider fans in the decades since this happened? Oh, we lost them. And the feed is gone. Well, that's very unfortunate. So he's from Auburn, Alabama. We have a bit of a problem with American connections for whatever reason. But, John, it reminds me of Tony Gabriel. Remember that night?
I'm just thinking of that and starting to laugh here again.
Tell people that story. You still talk about that.
Oh, well, I can't. But it was about 5 or 6 years ago, when we were working together. We got the call from our guy in Moose Jaw, Joe, that he's our books, our appointments, that they got a sportsman dinner at the Army barracks there. That's for the older people. And they got a super guest speaker, and they said, it's Tony Gabriel. Rod and I, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Tony Gabriel? You mean really Tony Gabriel? The Tony Gabriel from Toronto? Yes. Well, he's the most hated man in Saskatchewan. And anyway, Rod said, we'll go do it. We got in the car 2 days later to go out there. And all the way from here to halfway to Moose Jaw, I bitched about it. How could our guy line us up with Tony Gabriel? Why would he give us Tony Gabriel? We hate Tony Gabriel in Regina. And Rod said, Lynch, they could have brought Hitler.
I think I said Hitler was unavailable.
So it just broke me up all the way. So we said, I wonder what he'll be like. We'll probably get to like him. So we got there and met him. And Tony Gabriel is one fantastic guy.
What he said was, I was just doing my job.
Yeah, I was just doing my job.
Caught the winning touchdown in the 1976 Grey Cup.
I said, I hope it's a quick trip to Moose Jaw. Well, no, I stayed an extra day. You stayed next to Dane Moose Jaw. Why? Oh, I wanted to. Why? I wanted to see the tunnels of Moose Jaw. That's why I took this assignment. I wanted to see the tunnels of Moose Jaw, and he thought the tunnels of Moose Jaw were fantastic. And he said, that goddamn typewriter in there, Lynch, that's an authentic Al Capone typewriter. I don't know how he knows that. But so we laughed all wow. the way. We laughed all the way home. But
are we going back to Damon DeVal, Clark? It says on the screen that DeVal is in and ready, so let me know when he's back. But it's funny, 2009, it's one of those, it's like 76, potentially worse, John.
It was terrible.
Well, they're both terrible. It's what makes us.
Yeah.
Now, it's Rider history.
Both of them shouldn't have never have happened. I hate going over the game because we should have won those two games, by the way. You've heard this 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
We should have 6, so I can do that and 1. When people say, how many Grey Cups you got? I want to do that. But no, I can only go like that.
Justin, how old are you?
33.
You're 33. I mean, I guess we're showing a little bit of our age here, Lynch, but it's like, does it seem like a long time ago, the 13th man, 09? Because we talked about it here. Yeah, it probably does.
Man.
Doesn't to me.
No, it doesn't to me. Either.
Should we stop talking about it? I don't know. Clark lines these guests up. But as far as your 3downnation.com goes, I mean, I won't get into what the web traffic is, other than I know it's astounding. But are you finding younger readers, older readers? Do you know what your demographic is?
Yeah, we have an idea. Mostly kind of skews what the CFL does is older, but there is a newer base that is always coming that is getting to be, you know, dare I say, but younger in age. And I'm more thinking in the 30s, and then we're seeing some of it trickle into the later 20s.
Wow. And I'm actually shocked here because you run that website that you haven't sat here like DuPont normally does and been on your phone all day. Because you're running it. You're the Adam Schefter of Canada.
You got to focus on the show.
You got to focus on the show.
I'm fanatic about advertising, Justin. I mean, I think the way you save it, like the NFL does, just advertise. Mm-hmm. I don't think the CFL's struff. Getting better. But they still got to do a lot more. They were sitting back and they're resting on their laurels for a long time, don't you think?
Yeah, they really do. They got to get in front of that younger demographic. And the example, and people might not want to hear it out here, but is in Toronto, is that the games aren't even on in the bars there. They would rather have the Jays on, who are having one of their worst seasons ever. That said, there's some fun players to watch on the team, like Vlade Guerrero and Bobichet and the like. But still, the games aren't even on there. People just don't know about it. It needs to be in their face more in the biggest market. And I think for some of these other markets, that could be the same.
You know what? We've hit on a topic for when we come back after this break, and I'm hoping that we'll get Damon Duval because we weren't done with our chat with him. But the direction of the CFL under Randy Ambrosi, because he's the man in charge. He is. Where's it going with this younger demographic, which is needed? It's a Football Friday. Darren DuPont will be joining us here in the Dunker before the program is over. It's a Football Friday. This is Canada's most watched Facebook Live show, The Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear out prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear out price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday morning here in the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 73 of a program we like to call Football Friday. Scott Flory was with us last hour, the head coach of the U of S Huskies football program. They're coming to town tonight to take on the Regina Rams in the Wheat Bowl, 7 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium. Justin Dunk, W. Ray Morrison, or as I like to call X-Ray Morrison, will have the call on Canada West TV. Darren DuPont will be on the sidelines. I'll be there. Mrs. P will be there. Everybody should be there. This is as big as it gets for university regular season football tonight. Sports update. Connor McDavid was on the ice today for his first skate with the Edmonton Oilers. It was the team's first on-ice session. So McJesus is back. Looks like he'll be ready to start the NHL season. This is, by the way, from Connor, the intern, writing this sports update. The NFL will not place Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list. So clearly that was made public this morning. As I mentioned, Canada West football tonight. It's the Rams and Huskies at Mosaic Stadium. Also, the Golden Bears hosting the Manitoba Bisons. And week 14 in the CFL kicks off tonight with Ottawa visiting BC. Still working on Damon Duval. He is outside Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama. Not real shocked. We're having some connection problems between Saskatchewan and Alabama. It's a long ways away, but Clark is working on it. And I will get to the CFL under Randy Ambrosi in the future and the younger demographic and all of that. But you guys clearly, because we were talking in the break, have thoughts on Antonio Brown. So he's going to play this week. He's been practicing. Justin smiling as we go here.
Get the popcorn ready, man.
Yeah, for everything.
That offense is unbelievable.
Do you like that? Why do they need him?
You could argue that, but why not have more, right?
Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon. Now,
Julian Edelman.
Well, do you think, no, but those two are the real problems. Do you think those guys will be in the roster at the end of the year?
Ooh, that's a great question. If I had to bet on it, no, for both.
Both really? Gone or one gone?
I would say no. I would say Edelman would be, though. Why wouldn't he?
Well, Edelman would be on.
But he's not a problem child, as John pointed out. But I did read, thanks to our social media advisor here this morning, who said to read the SI article or Monday Morning Quarterback article on Antonio Brown. I don't know if you've read it, Justin. Just on what he's being accused of. And what is the girl's name? Brittany Taylor. This story sounds like it's got some holes in it. I'm no judge, I'm no lawyer, and I'm not a jury member, but it just doesn't, something's not adding up.
Well, if you got here, what happened to her assaulted, then she went back 2 months later, why would she go back?
That's what I was reading.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. He allegedly sexually assaulted her. He was doing lewd things in her presence, was what the article said.
Yeah.
And then as John said, not that long after that, she's back staying at his house as his personal trainer.
No.
That was what the article said. And that, to me, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And again, I'm not taking either side here, but the Patriots are allowing him to continue to practice while this is going on. So what does that say?
Now they believe in him. They want him. They know with him they're going to have a great winner. If he could play straight for them, he'd be fantastic.
But that's it.
He's a phenomenal receiver. You guys agree with that. Eh?
Bottom line is win. That's all they care about.
Yeah. Well, and what this also says is innocent until proven guilty. And also her word against his. And I've watched enough Law and Order to understand that unless there's tape of it or some irrefutable evidence, it's pretty tough to convict the guy on that. Yeah, so anyways, it's a saga that I think we're all kind of tired of. But Justin, I refuted the fact that people said Antonio Brown cooked up a plan to get out of Oakland. And I still don't believe that's true. But you're saying you've heard otherwise.
Well, just from obviously reading stuff, but it sounds that way, that there was some sort of PR firm that helped him do it. And if you look at the way that a lot of that stuff was put together, it looked like it was very well done. Kind of like the Rod Peterson show. It was sharp, well put together, and sort of concocted to get out of there. He's only has so many years left in his career. He's already into his 30s, wants to win a ring. And it was known when Pittsburgh was trying to trade him that they were never going to trade him to New England. But that thought was already out there. I'm sure Drew Rosenhaus had some talks behind the scenes, like tampering never happens. Of course it does. With New England, and made it happen.
I don't believe this is true, but you're talking about the cartoons and the videos and everything that came out last week.
Yeah, that's what
you're
talking about. John Gruden, the call on YouTube, and
I don't think any ad agency or PR firm in the world would advise you going into your general manager's office and threatening to knock him out.
That too.
And secondly, they still didn't cut him for that. They didn't cut him until he told them, "Release me." That's when they released him. They weren't going to do it until he asked. And then the other thing, because I've seen this a million times, why would Antonio Brown look at himself when he's got 20 nut lickers, for the lack of a better term, sitting around him making these videos and going, "Oh, yeah, AB, you're cool. Yeah, 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 we love you, AB." They're all backing everything that he's doing. So why would he change? So maybe a PR firm put together those videos and the memes, but you know what? Clark could do that.
That's right.
Doesn't have to be a PR firm.
But you know, the interesting part about him is he was pretty good in his career with Steelers. He didn't have any problems. He didn't have any problems till the last year.
Except for, I remember a couple years ago, and you guys might remember this, Mike Tomlin was giving a locker room speech. I think it was after a game where they got their ass kicked, and AB's in the back of the room putting it on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And that was the first time, and that's 3 or 4 years ago, where I'm like, oh boy, this guy is on his own planet.
His head got a little too big. Then he got confidence and felt like he could start talking back to Big Ben and, like you said, the coach, and he could do whatever he wanted, and it just blew up quickly.
More on that in a moment, but we're gonna go back to Auburn right now. Damon Duval with us from the Montreal Alouettes. There you go. Looks like he's jumped out of his car. Where are you at now, Damon?
I'm trying, guys. I'm back in the school now in a little conference room. Unfortunately, the signal and service isn't great in here. So I'm even on the Wi-Fi right now, and it's still in and out.
Well, you know what? You sound great. You sound great. And can you explain how you said with that kick? Because people are texting into me saying, yeah, right, he saw the flag. Say again, well, the end of that game.
Look, I mean, even going back to my own, I mean, Ben Cahoon, who I love, who's a Hall of Fame, one of the best receivers ever in the CFL, when we were talking about after game, he's like, no, that wasn't true. But then when you go back, we sit there and watch the film, I was like, watch at me, because you can see if you go back and slow everything down, the way I look through the holder, the snapper, and to the uprights. And if you look at my head, as soon as we start going, as the flag is coming up, you see my face mask and my head turned directly towards the flag and the ball fly right at it. So, you know, it's just reaction. The eyes follow. Everything goes where the eyes do. And then, but, you know, very fortunately, we did get the penalty and got to move up, and we went and put it through and made sure that there wasn't going to be any more questions. But that has been a big question. It was like, you know, did it do on purpose or not? I was like, well, you know, I never would intentionally miss a kick. So, no, it definitely wasn't on purpose. It's just my eyes were drawn there, and that's where my follow through and everything went. And if you look at the ball path, it's right on deck to right there.
By the way, I believe you. Number two, the connection is perfect. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for sticking with us this morning. And the question I had for you, just as we got cut off last time, is how have Rider fans treated you in the decade since?
You know what? They've gone out of their way extremely super nice. And like I've told them, I said that was one of the, especially coming from the States, going up to Canada and playing, you know, with the fan base and the pride and just the admiration they have for their team, that was one of the biggest, you know, the first time I ever showed up with the watermelons and just the whole tailgate. This is as close to what I was used to coming from a big college, you know, a big school where we're playing in front of 100,000+ people. And, you know, it was great. And of course we went up and did some charity work and some foundation work, and we were around there. And you know what, it was always kind of the joke at first where there's kind of, hey, are they being serious or not? Like, oh, you did that. But then it was like, you know, no. Everything was good. Everything was fine. And they've gone out of their way and treated me extremely well. And, you know, I think they understand it's a mistake. Things happen. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to capitalize on my side. And, you know, hopefully they learn from, wouldn't make that mistake again.
Do you follow the Alouettes now and how they're doing?
I do a little bit. I try and watch as much as I can. I've got a pretty busy schedule down here. My own self, but I try and watch a little bit, and I know they've this year compared to the last few years, they've started kind of picking it back up and turning things around a little bit.
They're in big game, you know, in Regina this weekend. They're here in Regina this weekend.
And hopefully they can continue to get better. You know, the thing for me, all my memory just back to, you know, that big core group of guys that we had. And, you know, I tell everybody, I really feel the success that we had and the records and as well as we did, it was because you look at the veterans we had before that have been playing together for so long and gelled together. And, you know, I think that was a big difference. And then all those guys, you went into that rebuilding phase, and I think now they're finally kind of getting on their feet with, you know, a quarterback and, you know, some push behind them that can get them back on the right track. So I'm happy to see them getting back on the right.
Well, talk about the Alouettes in that town, the love for the Alouettes. I mean, they what should I say, made the stadium smaller for whatever reason. They've had a problem with ticket sales, but the team hasn't been that good. Like, if they're winning, that place will be bursting at the seams. You were there in the best era, probably almost of franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, when we were there, it was unheard of. I don't think we had a not sold out game when we were there. I mean, it was no matter what. But, you know, I think that's, you know, you look across the board, not only Montreal, I mean, CFL, you know, here in the NFL, I think you find that you're going to have your true fanatic fans that are going to be with you and ride with you regardless, good or bad. And then you're going to have the ones that, you know, especially going in Montreal where you have the Canadians, you have the NHL, you know, hockey, that, you know, if you're not winning, they're going to tend to kind of veer off and stay away. You know, so the easy fix for that is you got to start winning again.
Two last questions before we let you get back to business. I wasn't done with the 13th man thing yet. I would you confer with me, John, that it comes up every day?
Oh, all the time.
It comes up every day here.
Big party on the weekend. And it came up about three times. And then people started to cry at the party. It was really something else. On Saturday night, just talking about you guys. Oh, no, that was undistracted.
Okay, John, I was a yes or no. How often does it come up in your life, Damon?
You know, being back in the States, of course, it doesn't come up as often as it used to. But definitely the few years after that, as I speak with friends, stuff, you know, especially go up and visit, that seems to be a very high topic that pops up very often. So, you know, in everyday normal life for me, not so much, but when I do make those trips up and do those things, it's definitely still a hot topic. So, you know, it comes up a good bit, and we relive a little bit of the memories and we move on.
You are at Auburn, you said. So are you on the staff? You consulting there? What's up in the life of Damon Duval right now?
No, actually, I'm not. I've my life. Wow, doing a little substitute teaching. You know, I've got my two boys who are in sixth and seventh grade, doing soccer and baseball and football, and I'm the director over our rec board, soccer, and just staying busy with them. You know, unfortunately, my mom had a major motorcycle accident over a year, and you know, the last year and a half, spent a lot of time kind of being her caregiver and dedicating a lot of time to try and get her back to where you know, she needs to be. But outside of that, it's pretty much, you know, just like I was growing up, it's still in sports every day at the field. It's just transitioning to my kids and, you know, coaching their age groups.
Well, you married Larry Smith's daughter, correct? You guys still together?
Well, technically we were divorced, but we are back together.
All right. Good stuff. Well, that's a great family. So, yeah, obviously you'd be talking CFL around that crew for sure. Damon, thanks for this, man. We'll let you get back into class, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Damon Duval joining us from Alabama. And Aaron from Yorkton has written in and said, Damon helped raise money for the Heart and Stroke Foundation with the Lions Celebrity Weekend class act. And that's where I met Damon. He came up and did that. And he is a good guy, as you could tell there. And again, as I said before, John, just like Tony Gabriel, just doing his job.
Right. But I think that both of them felt bad they did it, though. That's the impression I got from talking to him and meeting Tony in person. They felt bad about it. But, like, that's what they were doing. They're just defending themselves by saying, I just ran down the field and turned around. Tony said, the ball was there. What was I supposed to do? Drop it?
Why do they hate me so much?
Why did I drop it? No. But that picture, we got a picture of somebody. You can see the photo all around town all the time. It's anywhere you can go almost in time. You can find that Gabriel catch. Hey?
Here.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird.
It's weird.
And I took a shot on the, if he was still married to Larry Smith's daughter, I thought I'd have got a 50-50 shot here.
Yeah.
And I would think, so 50% divorced, then back together. What are the odds of that?
It's rare.
What's the percentage
very
on
rare,
that?
Very rare.
It sounds like it's got a happy twist in that
it
story.
Sure does. It
so
sure
that's
does.
Good. We will be back. It is a Football Friday here in the Dunker, episode number 73. And by the way, Clark just said, stop. Don't go to break yet. He's got a picture for us this morning that he wants to put up on your screens, everybody. Oh, there you go, Lynch.
Oh, there it is. How could you get that? Look at that. It's Ted Provost and Ray what? Number 12 is Ray.
I don't know. I was 3 years old.
Ted Provost, number 10.
Bennett?
Ray, I forget Ray's name.
1976 Grey Cup right there. Just ruined Lynch's day.
Oh, 76, yeah. Oh, it was just unbelievable. I was on the floor at a big party talking to a lady, a wife of another guy. That happened. I just got up and went home. Just didn't get too crazy.
I think a lot
got
of people
got out the door,
like that.
Put my coat on, went home. Didn't scream and holler like I normally would. You know, just, it's just.
So it's hard. Part of what makes us us. Yeah. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on this Friday morning, Football Friday. Lynch is making me feel bad. Should I not have asked Damon DeVal's marital status?
No, it's fine.
See
if I'll tie in.
It's a success story. It's a good story.
Well, he said no.
Come back. Lynch goes,
in the break, he goes, I would have said none of your goddamn business.
Well, the last guy I asked that was Ron Barnett last week. What happened to his affair? He said, none of your goddamn business, Lynch.
Ray Odoms, everybody is saying,
Ray
John.
Ray Odom.
The number
Ray
12
that suit was
in the photo from the 1976 Grey Cup. Ray Odoms.
And where is he today,
That's a good question. I teased this earlier, and then we ended up doing the Damon DeVal interviews. Well, I wanted to talk about the CFL with the next generation of fans under Randy Ambrosi. And Justin, you're very close to the league, obviously. You're operating in the digital media space. How do you feel about that, where this league is going and its future?
Man, it's got to get better. And I always look at my group of friends just because we're in that age range that the CFL wants, right? Guys who are in, oh, I should say girls too, but that age range overall, people that have money to spend, and where are they going to go spend it? You want them to be spending it in the CFL. And my buddies don't even talk about the CFL. If Johnny Manziel would have played in Toronto, they might have gone to the games. And I know that sounds kind of stupid to a lot of people out here. Might have got them out there, but it needs to just have that cool feel. And I really do like, I should say though, and it's commendable, that the feel in Hamilton, I think Randy Ambrosi was quoted as saying it's a bit of like a nightclub.
I think he said all the stadiums are like that.
Yeah, and they're more and more coming like that. Like Regina has a feel like that, obviously, at Mosaic Stadium. So I think if they get that atmosphere somehow integrated in Toronto, that it could really work. Because in Hamilton, there are younger people that are into the game. And obviously out here in Regina, there are the two places that I'm probably most familiar with.
But Hamilton will be a great Grey Cup scene in 2 years.
Oh, it'll be amazing. The mock-ups of what they're going to do there are unbelievable.
Terry has written us on our Facebook page and says, how does Justin break down the upcoming Alouettes Riders matchup? Who is primed to have a big game?
You got to think that Cody Fajardo is going to have a bounce back effort. But to me, the key is going to come down to containing Vernon Adams, because he's going to extend and make plays with his feet, as we well know. And the fact that Micah Johnson hasn't been a factor for the most part of the season after being the highest paid defensive player in the league at $250,000, Dini's got to step up. And if he can push that pocket from the inside, I think that could really be a difference maker. That's the matchup that I look at. The defensive line, can they contain Vernon Adams? Because I think that Cody Fajardo in the offense will do enough to win the game.
John, what do you think about the game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good football game. The running back, Bill Shabbert for the Alouettes is fantastic. 6 foot, 235 pounds, 6.3 yard average rushing. Had a great game against Ottawa a month ago, rushed for 233 yards. He is quite a football player, and the Riders will have to contend with him. Another big running back type of thing, eh? But I think Saskatchewan will win the game. It'll be a lot better than you guys think, though. I think it'll be a 30-23 Saskatchewan, and exciting. Because the two quarterbacks are very exciting.
Mm. You know, it's funny you say that. The line, what I saw was 7.5 points, Riders favorites. And I thought that was way more than it should be. Riders have 7 wins. Montreal has 6, granted in a weaker division. But you said yourself, Justin, about Kavis Reed and putting together a talented roster over there. The football people are saying that. They're like, Kavis put together a good team before he got turfed.
They're saying, don't forget that he had a hand.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
But Vernon Adams, we had him here. Have you seen him at field level? He's tiny. There's nothing to this guy. I did not see this coming. So there's a lot of credits got to go to VA. Big play VA.
He had the potential. We got to remember that the Alouettes originally traded a first-round pick for him when he was on a neg list, which is ultra, ultra rare. And he said this a couple weeks ago, and it kind of flew under the radar, that he stopped doing all the wild stuff in Montreal. Some people might have an idea of what that might be, and that he's living in the facility. And I think we've seen the benefits of that, because he played big-time college ball, put up stats at Eastern Washington, where Bill Levi Mitchell went to, and Matt Nichols, and at Oregon. So I think we got to remember that he can play big-time ball. He just had to put his mind into it.
Same can be said for a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. Traded
at that position.
Traded from Saskatchewan to Montreal for Charleston Hughes. Take it out.
Hughes came from Hamilton.
Well, yeah, I don't think so. The one I read it yesterday, it said Montreal, which is probably a mistake.
Yeah, Vernon was essentially released by Hamilton and then ended up in Montreal. But he was involved in that trade for Hughes through Hamilton. And then Hamilton flipped them back to Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. Terry, again, on Facebook, as clearly he's loving the fact that Justin Dunk from 3downnation.com is on the program. How does Justin feel about Micah Johnson's performance so far? Will he have a better second half?
I would imagine he would, and people are going to say that he underwhelmed, and he definitely has in the first part of the season, but I just don't think we can stack everything up to the numbers, right? Everyone's looking at the sack totals, and it's so hard to chart QB pressures, as you guys well know, that he's having an impact that just isn't being seen. And everyone gets so focused on the sacks and the fact that he had a year that was astronomical last year from the defensive tackle position. I definitely think he'll be better in the second half, but it's not like he hasn't been a factor at all.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just lastly, before we let you go, and I appreciate that you guys are going to drive Lynch home. That's awesome. Hey, John?
Yeah, it certainly is.
On the Bombers, they are, to me, probably the most newsworthy team in the CFL this season. And it's usually Saskatchewan. Since Chris Jones left, it's fallen to Winnipeg. Been interesting road they've been on. Mm-hmm. Clearly, with the Andrew Harris thing, the injuries to Matt Nichols, and any other reason that they've been in the news. What do you see for the Bombers in the second half here? Do they get to the Grey Cup in your mind?
They've got the talent to do it, but I feel like one underrated storyline there. Let's go over this. The GM, the head coach, the guy who was the starting quarterback, and the current starting quarterback, none of them have a contract for 2020. Doesn't that seem weird for a team that's first in the West? I mean, let's pull it back a little bit. If that was the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and they were first in the West Division and Jeremy O'Day, Craig Dickinson, Cody Fajardo doesn't, but for hypothetical sake, didn't have a contract, people would be losing their minds.
Yes, they would.
But in Winnipeg, none of those guys have contracts. The GM, the head coach, the quarterback who's hurt, and the current starting quarterback.
So what I get out of that is Wade Miller is taking a major roll of the dice. And if any of those guys walked into his office and said, let's talk contract extension, Wade, he's going, show me. And he's not doing anything until
show
the year's
over.
Show
me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the trophy, baby.
Well, yeah, show me the Grey Cup. Yeah. That's what he's Ottawa. Saying. The guy in Ottawa, what?
Well, that's what he did. So he's not going to pay anybody.
Marcel Desjardins, yeah. But a little different situation, whereas Wade's the president in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Wants these
yeah,
guys
that's
to
right.
Prove
Wade is the president.
All right. We will pause. Overtime coming up next. Justin, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Man, loving it.
Frenzy, you how many chances do you get to sit and talk ball like this?
Oh, very
not
few.
As much, I wouldn't think.
Very few.
Not very few. We'll be back.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio.
There we are.
Here's Rock.
That's a good one.
All right, we are into overtime, everybody. Each team will have the ball in a 5-minute overtime period. Actually, it's an 8-minute overtime period. Sports update. The SJHL regular season starts tonight. There are 5 games on the schedule, including the defending champion Battleford North Stars on the road visiting the Kindersley Clippers. We will, at 5 p.m., be doing a live digital program on the SJHL Facebook wall. You and me from their page, DuPont and I, he's joined us for overtime. And we will have Rich Pilon of the Weyburn Red Wings. You don't even know this, probably.
Yeah, I do.
Kevin Kaminsky, the LaRonge Ice Wolves.
And Braden Klimosko.
And Braden Klimosko of the defending champion North Stars. So tune in 5 p.m. from the SJHL Facebook page. Looking forward to that. Canada West football tonight, of course, the Wheat Bowl. Rams home to the Huskies, 7 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium. DuPont and Justin Dunk will have the call on Canada West TV, but better yet, go to the game. We will be there. Also tonight, Golden Bears hosting the Bisons. CFL, Week 14 kicks off tonight. BC Lions home to the Ottawa Red Blacks. It's nowhere near in the running for our Canada's Game of the Week poll, which is our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Right now, it's neck and neck between Calgary home to Hamilton and Montreal at Saskatchewan. Neck and neck. Clark's just posted the latest results. 50% saying Riders Owls, 45% saying Ticats Stamps.
How about that? Riders Owls win.
They got 24 hours to vote on it. 23 hours now. Dustin Byfuglien has been granted a leave of absence by the Winnipeg Jets. The NHL club has not given a reason for the move, although we understand head coach Paul Maurice telling fans this morning that, or the media, who will tell the fans, that it is not serious. They expect Buff back soon. And the Blue Jays look to get back on the winning track tonight. They got the Yankees in town. The Yankees, who have set a franchise record for home runs in a season, which is actually saying a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. And I want to mention, too, Roots Kitchen and Bar, Perk and Taps Coffee House. That's where I'll be tomorrow morning. Lynch, you love that place, eh?
Oh, sure do. Got a big meeting there next Tuesday.
And next Tuesday?
Yep. Invited you to it.
Coffee. Yes, I know, but I'm not retired.
Speaking
of. One of these guys who I can't go for coffee at 9 in the morning.
Speaking of the Coffee Row, because I don't know if that I've graduated into the Coffee Row class yet. When I go to the coffee shop, it's with the laptop and I just by myself or on my phone or whatever. But I see the Instagram and I see the Coffee Row because you guys go to Chapters every morning or often.
Most mornings.
And before Chapters is open, so in the Starbucks. Do you guys just shut the place down? Like, it seems like you rearrange all the furniture into, like, the round circle. And
well, in this instance, and I was telling Lynch about it when I picked him up, Barry Wilkie was orchestrating this particular Coffee Row this morning. And they invited me to sit down. So this is more their coffee group than mine.
Okay.
But boy, did they cover a lot of ground, right?
Barry's so quiet, eh?
Nobody got a chance to talk. Aside from Barry Wilkie, but everybody's excited about the Riders.
Yeah. The Coffee Row's in this town, and I'm sure all the other CFL markets, is insane. It, you know, that's funny. I go back to, if you remember, and it's going to make one hell of a book, the story of this show and everything that came, like my life from, you know, into the springtime. I remember May, even before that, April, but more, April and in May, and March, April, May. You and I were sitting and talking at times, but I was talking to other people and having various meetings as this thing was getting planned because a lot of people played a part in it. But you couldn't go anywhere. I remember trying to have one meeting at the Starbucks at Chapters in Regina. But you get those coffee rows, and you know that because there's a couple rider hats or there's shirts, and people are talking. And I'm like, if anybody caught wind of what we're talking about or what I'm in this meeting about, like, it would be everywhere and the show would be ruined because it would never get to air because it would be busted and, like, somebody would do something. And so it's funny that you say that. You cover everything, but those little coffee roll conversations are everywhere in town.
You know, as you sit here and talk.
The truth comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it always does. Wayne in Victoria writes in. He says, great show, Rod. I especially enjoy Justin Dunk's input. This is the guy, Wayne, and you got to answer me. Have you guys hooked up yet?
Yes.
This is the guy.
I've got it.
We shipped him out a Rod Peterson show mug, and it broke in the mail.
Yeah.
I think you're rethinking that strategy. We've done mailing coffee mugs, ceramic mugs.
We've done a 360, and we've done a complete reevaluation. So everyone's going to get a nice big discount, though, so that's going to be cool.
That'll be a great chapter in the book, though. Oh. When you decided free shipping for coffee mugs all across the land.
Yeah, we had a big problem with
the back end. They ended up as jigsaw puzzles as well as coffee mugs.
Well, most of them didn't, which is good. But we had a big, my life as a, what do you call it? As
entrepreneur?
As a retail, in retail. My life in retail.
Amazon Prime.
Has not gone well. I'll be honest. The first chapter of the DuPont's Amazon Prime Life is not good.
But they try. You try.
But we're trying. And now we have to do a complete reevaluation. We've restructured the back end. So we're working on making everything right with everybody. And that includes big discounts in the store. So there's going to be a lot of items sold to people who have bought stuff and maybe received it and it's been broken or it hasn't come in time or things like that. And we're not going to make any money on those orders because we're going to give them discounts and we're going to make it right, but we're reevaluating and it'll be better in the long term.
You're our business guy.
Well, I'm trying. But forgive me, I'm learning. But
yes.
You know what? I'm aware that we're making mistakes and we're going to fix them.
Man, you're turning red on the
sweating
spot.
Am I sweating?
Am I
getting red?
I'm just making him dance. Lastly, the Wheat Bowl tonight. I would love to be in the Brand Center for the Pats and the Raiders, but I'm not missing this. As far as university regular season football goes, it doesn't get bigger than this. Give me, that's my sale job. What's yours for the Wheat Bowl tonight? Rams, Huskies, at Mosaic Stadium.
When you love your team, you love your team. You know, I know, I understand Justin sitting here and on the fence and me not wanting to say anything. It's so hard. So when I make a prediction on something, I'm completely taking myself out of the situation and just, you know, having some fun with it. Because that's what it is, right? If I say the Huskies, it's because I brought in the BT bobblehead and the Husky Cup. Because I have them, right? I need some stuff from the Rams here. But when we sit in Stephen Bryce's office for a couple of hours yesterday afternoon and chat with him, we really get to know these guys. Love it. When we sit beside the fireplace, where were we? Was it in Calgary before the Hardy Cup last year with Scott Flory? And on shows like this, we realize that, you know, you learn who these guys are and you really, that's when you start to become a fan. Like, I'm a fan of Scott Flory and the Huskies for sure. I've covered that team for a while, but I'm a big fan of Stephen Bryce and what the Rams
right.
are doing. It's going to be a hell of a game. It really is. Those two young quarterbacks, I am so excited to be field level to watch those two guys. Two of the most exciting quarterbacks that have come through the university programs in the country in a long time. And I mean, Noah Pickton just left, all-time leading passer, right? They want to, I mean, he's a legend, but these two guys have a chance to eclipse that. Both of them do.
Well, our top two shows for viewing are Regina and Saskatoon. So if you're watching, get out to Mosaic Stadium tonight and pack that place for the biggest game on the calendar in university football.
And I'm going with the Huskies, too.
Yeah, you're alum. You're Huskies alum.
Because I got to tell you a secret. In 63, when I got there, it just got reinstated, the Husky football. So I did go out for practice. Barry Roseberry was a coach. And I lasted a little while as a wide receiver, more than I thought I would. So I've got something really, really to believe in and remember about the Huskies. And I'm a alumni right there.
That's what I'm saying. There, that's your pinky ring?
Right.
You graduated from there?
That's like my wife says. What did it cost you, $20?
Yeah. So Lynch is cheering for the Huskies, so go burn his house down. By the way, the Wheat Bowl, somebody asked, will you be referring to it as the Wheat Bowl on the air? It was you last hour that said that the universities will not endorse the name of this because there's bureaucratic red tape and blah, 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 blah.
We can't officially hand out the belt or the trophy yet.
But we're going to refer to that.
I am going to work on it.
And as Sean has written in and said, let's remember the Banjo Bowl got adopted by the media and it's not an official league bowl game. Needs to start with tonight's broadcast. The Wheat Bowl. Everybody is loving it.
It's a little different in pro football than at the university level. A lot of
doesn't
bureaucracy.
Have to be. Doesn't have to be.
It shouldn't.
This is what you need to learn.
Shouldn't
just
have to
do
be.
It.
Yeah, you know what? It's easier to ask forgiveness, right?
That's right. Oh, no.
Beg for forgiveness and
That's
ask
right.
permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, Clark Monroe has let me know. Next week on this show, Mike Abou-Meshrick, Brian Peters, Houston Texans alum, Riders alum, Ray Jacobs, Torrey Gurley, Andrew Walker, Andrew Green, Jeff Creever from CFL.ca, Dustin Nielsen, Davis Sanchez, Chris Zarka.
Where is he now?
Dan Rashevich, Matt Gourley from the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame, Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, Esteban Bruins head coach and GM Chris Lugood and more. Pretty big week this week too. Justin Dunk, the commissioner, Randy Ambrosi.
Yeah, that was this week.
George LaRocque. Devon Claybrooks.
Well.
So things are going just fine. Real well. But we got to sign off for the week. Enjoy the Wheat Bowl. Enjoy whatever games you're watching this weekend. And we'll see you here Monday, 10 a.m. on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.